Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Used to be known as Master Teacher 33. Just call me Brother Will. And today is Friday, October the 2nd of 2015. Friday, October the 2nd, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not, let me repeat, I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, and illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Asher, Ayah Asher. As you know, in the last series, we broke down the true God, and we broke down all of the false gods of the Old Testament. That leads us to this series, the current events that the true God, Asher, Ayah Asher, as you know, that's Hebrew, Paleo-Hebrew, for the word I am that I am. I will be what I will be. We can argue, we can debate over the name of God. That's great. I've done it. If you want to continue it, knock yourself out. I've been there, done that. I got the T-shirt. Brothers and sisters, as you know, time is of the essence. We don't have time to debate over non-issues. All we all know is there is a God. You can debate over the name if you like. He says that my name is written on my thigh and no man knows it except myself. My name is the Word of God. So The Word of God is his name, brothers and sisters. The entire book, all of the books. That's what Asher, Ayah, Asher means. It means I am blank, fill in the blank. Whatever blank, whatever you want to put in that blank, put it in. I am. That's who I serve. I serve I am blank. He is my all in all. He's my everything. He's the reason why I have a renewed sense of purpose, a renewed sense of vision, a renewed sense of dignity and honor and respect, and most important, humility. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And these last 2 months have taught me that my arrogance and my cockiness almost destroyed me. It almost destroyed the people that I love. I no longer walk in that air. I no longer walk in that mindset. We know that pride comes before the fall. We know that knowledge puffs up. That is the man I used to be. I'm not that man anymore. This series, brothers and sisters, is going to be another life-changing series. In this series, we are simply revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying how do the current events affect you. Now, when I say current events, I'm talking about what's going on in the world today, right now, as we speak, because as we talked about in the last series, we all have been tricked. Now, we talked about that, and I mentioned it in all of my series as well as this series. First off, everyone, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. If you make the payment before October the 4th, again, there's a 25% discount. Instead of the $100, it's $75. Please go and make that payment today. www.masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the donation. $75. After this Sunday, the cost is a regular $100. Now, in this series, the first thing we're going to talk about is the blood moons. We just finished the blood moons. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to break that down during this series. We're going to break down the Shemitah. Now, that's the Jewish Shemitah. What does that mean? We're going to break that down in this series. We're going to break down why did the Pope come to the United States of America and address the sitting Congress of the United States? Biblically, what is the biblical significance of a Pope addressing the United States? Biblically, we're going to break down what is the biblical meaning of this new religion called Chrislam. I don't know if you've heard of it. The Pope himself said, the God of Islam, the God of the Judeo-Christian Hebrew Bible, whom we just broke down, Asher, Ayah, Asher, who some call Yahuwah, some call Jehovah, some call Elohim, some call, there's a lot of different names. Those are all dumbed-down versions of the original. Now, I'm not interested in going through that diatribe again, but let's make sure that we're all crystal clear. There is a God who's in charge. In the book of James, he's called the Father of Light. I like that term. We're all light. He's our Father. James 3 says that he's the Father of Light. James 3, 15, 16, 17 says that all good things come down from the Father of Light. So if you don't know the name, just call him the Father of Light. But God looks on our heart anyway. So God knows your heart. That's what we talked about in 2 Thessalonians. So what we're going to talk about in this series is how does the current event unveil the Father of Light? We're going to talk about the economy. How is it that Chrislam, this new religion, is ushering in also this new one world economical system? Chrislam, again, is a term that's neither Christianity nor Islam. It is an interfaith branch that sees and promotes unity of all religions. Notice the emphasis on interfaith. Now, I don't know about you, Yahushua came to separate the wheat from the tares. He said that I come from the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Chrislam is an attempt to synchronize Christianity and Islam. So we're going to break down what the Pope is and how he is the father of Chrislam and how he wants to introduce this new religion. The next thing that we want to know, again, all of this is a part, I'm just kind of going over the outline of what you will be receiving in this next series and why it's very important that you join in this series so that way you can understand and see modern day events, biblical prophecy that's talked about in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. We're going to talk about the 7 weeks. We're going to talk about the iron and the clay, which is Christianity and Islam, that they don't mix. But according to the book of Daniel, we're going to break down how that is being how that has been revealed today. We're also going to break down the word abomination. Now, you may or you may not know that the word abomination is the word abomination. Now, I'm going to tie in Obama from a biblical perspective. The name Obama is in the Bible. Barack Obama's name is in the Bible. The Bible says that Barack Obama had biblical significance in the abomination of desolation. I am going to show you biblical proof of the prophetic significance of 2015 and 2016, which is Yom Kippur, or the year of Jubilee, the 7-7, the Smita. What does that mean? Every 7 years, and then something happens. And then when you take 7 sevens, you have the 49th year and the 50th year, which is this year. The 50th year is 7 times 7 is 49. The 50th year is the year of Jubilee. We're going to break down the biblical prophetic significance of the year of Jubilee. September starts the end of what you and I know as the United States of America. Now, am I a prophet? Absolutely not. Am I coming over here telling you the world is going to end in September 25th? Absolutely not. Am I sitting up here telling you that I know what God's going to do? Absolutely not. Am I sitting up here telling you that I'm some kind of prophet sent from God? Absolutely not. I'm just like you. I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like you. If you shoot me, I bleed. I am no metaphysical genius. I'm just a man who was arrogant and cocky and who has been humbled by God. And I realized that I carried myself in a manner that was disrespectful to my wife, to my children, to my calling, and to my Creator. And I've asked God for forgiveness. I've asked my wife. I've asked my children. I've asked everybody that know me, and I'm asking you. And what I am bringing to you now is a totally different Brother Will. And I have started that process, as you guys know. What, it's been about a month now, and I'm still continuing in that process. It is a process. It took me a process to get into this situation. It's going to take me a process to get out. But what I need you to understand is while this process personally is going on in my life, there's a process that's going on in your life. There's also a process that's going on universally in God's creative process, and it is seen by these current events. And if you don't recognize it, it is laid out in plain sight. And the thing that bothers me the most is that people see the blood moons and they say, oh, the moon has a copper tint. Oh, wow, that's great. That means nothing. Really? Oh, the United States economy is going crazy. The stock market, have you looked at the stock market? And have you looked at the prices that's going on in the world, what's going on in the world today? Have you looked at the word Obamination and the word abomination, how close they are in spelling? Obama and Obama. Abomination and abomination are almost one and the same. So I'm going to show you how abomination leads to the desolation of the abomination. That's what the Pope is about. We're going to show you, I'm going to show you the biblical significance of the Shemitah and the blood moon triad. We're going to talk about the seven feasts. I'm not Jewish. Do you know anything about the feast? I don't know anything about the Jewish feast. But I had to understand it because it's been laid out in biblical perspective. It's in the Bible. God tells us these things are going to happen. Do you know that four of the seven feasts have already happened? There's three left. What are the three feasts that are left to come? We're going to talk about that because why? It's happening today, but we don't know because we're not Jewish. Nobody talks about it. What about Jade Ham 15? Remember that it came and went and everybody thinks it's over. You guys know it's still going on, right? You know Jade Ham 15 is going on right now as we speak. So what is the ultimate reason? I've mentioned it. I've done shows on Jade Ham 15. So I want to talk about the current events right now today. Why are there all of these school shootings going on? That's part of Jade Ham 15. What about all of the stuff that wants to bring about government control? That's part of Jade Ham 15. What about the acceleration of natural disasters around the world? That's Jade Ham 15. What about what's going on or what happened in Japan with the nuclear meltdown, and now all this nuclear waste is inside of the water, Everybody forgot about what happened in Japan. And the word Japan means Yapan. And Yapan, as I did the show, is one of the old gods that's mentioned in the ancient text. In the ancient text. Now, when I was stationed in Japan, J-A, in the Old Testament, not the Old Testament, the old books, it's called Yapan. Y-A-H. Yah is one of the ancient Canaanite Phoenician gods, where we get the word definition. Now, in English, it's spelled D-E-F-I-N. I-T-I-O-N, definitions. So all of our words have definitions. Do you know what that means, brother? Do you know what that means, sister? Do you know that we have a language that's built upon the Phoenician Canaanite? Go to your Strong Concordance. Underneath the Strong Concordance, it says Chaldean Dictionary. I triple dare anybody to go to your lexicon right now, take it off the shelf. Go to blueletterbible.org. Go to eSword. Go to any Bible reference, and you will find the Chaldean meaning of these terms. To the average Joe, it means nothing. What about the rise of ISIS? Why are they called ISIS? The rise of ISIS, there's this group called ISIS that's out doing all this bad stuff. Do you know they're mentioned in the Bible? So we have to look at the current events that are going on today, and how is it talked about or mentioned inside of the Bible? Or is it talked about or mentioned at all? And we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That's our calling. That's what we're going to be discussing in this series. That's why you need to be on this series, and you need to make sure that every person that you have, that you care about, is on this series. We need to talk about Project CERN. I've talked about it before, but now it's full capacity. For the first time, they're going to launch CERN full capacity. And they're opening up the gateways or the portals to the bottomless pit. What about Mystery Babylon? So Pope addressed Congress. So the abomination of desolation just took place. But what does that mean, brothers? What does that mean? It tells us in the Bible that this must take place before the second coming of Christ. It just happened. The abomination of desolation took place when Pope addressed the Congress of the United States. And while everybody thinks that the Catholic religion and the Vatican is Mystery Babylon, I hate to disappoint you, but America is Mystery Babylon. What about Chernobyl? What happened in Chernobyl? Do you know that Chernobyl, it talks about it in the scripture, warm wood? That's Chernobyl. What about the destroyer in the Old Testament? When they put the lamb's blood over the doorpost, and the death angel, which in Hebrew means destroyer, came and he passed over. What does the Jewish Passover have to do with current events? And how does Nibiru, the 13th planet, which is the destroyer, what does that have to do with current events? Because every 25,000 whatever amount of time it is, I have it in my notes, we're going to discuss it during the series, Nibiru comes around and causes catastrophic events on planet Earth. And Nibiru is coming. What does that have to do with? That's in the Bible. Biblically, God has told us in advance, this is coming, get ready. Now, everybody in the government knows this. That's why they got deep underground military bases. That's why all of the Congress, that's why they got that seed vault. They preparing. Are you preparing? Can you see the current events and what's going on in the current events and how it relates to biblical prophecy and how it relates to what God has shared with us years ago before the foundation of earth? What about the rise in homosexuality, which was already foretold in biblical prophecy? Men will leave their natural affection and they will go out for, they will be turned over to a reprobate mind. And losing their natural affection for one another, we will go into each other, basically, homosexuality. Why is there a rise? Why is our current president promoting it? Why is there a destruction of the family? We're going to talk about the biblical significance. What about the promotion of the police state, martial law? We're going to talk about that. What about FEMA camps? We're going to talk about that. What about the degeneration of the Christian church? Not only the physical church, but the church, your body. Why is there an attack on the temple? Do you not know that your body of the Ruach, my job is to build the temple. The devil's job is to tear down the temple. So what I just went through right now was an attack on my temple. Now, my situation is no different from yours. You may think it is, but it is not. The enemy is attacking your temple physically, spiritually, mentally, and financially. Everybody listening to this show, you should prayerfully consider joining me for this next series that starts on October the 7th. Again, if that payment is made to between now and the 4th, it's $75. After that, it's the regular price of $100. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Simply click on the link that says donation. Make that $75 donation. Secure your spot so that way we can go through each one of these things that we are discussing along with a plethora of other information. The current events that are coming off the table that's happening right now is mind-blowing. I mean, when I look at how even something as simple as climate change and what's going on, what has already happened, when we look at the current events and we look at how the world, the weather, entertainment, politics, health, all of this, social media, everything ties into the biblical significance of the current time that we live in. Even this new hurricane that's coming out, Hurricane Joaquin, that's coming towards the East Coast right now as I'm speaking, as a hurricane. What is the spiritual, biblical significance? The rise, as I talked about before, of kidney failure. Why are there so many dialysis? They're building dialysis machines, or I forgot what they call them, dialysis places, all over. They're building them like fast food restaurants. More people are suffering from cancer. All the Taliban stuff that's going over in Afghanistan. All the promotion of all of these wars and rumors of wars that it talks about inside of the Bible. We are going to take scripture and tie it to current events. And I, as I've told you before, I do not want you to believe anything that I'm saying. I'm going to use scripture, and I'm going to use Bible prophecy. And we're going to take the Bible, because God says he does nothing without first revealing it to his prophet. We're going to look at the end times chart. Now, I'm not no gloom and doom guy. I don't teach fear nor hate. I don't believe in it. Excuse me. I oscillate in faith. I don't know how to do fear. I try to do it. I try to dumb myself down and fit inside boxes that makes it convenient for other people. But I, unfortunately, that's just not me. So I live by faith. Now, there is a fine line between having the faith of God and having faith in God. Now, brothers and sisters, that is very important. You need to make sure that you have both. Remember, God is not an either-or God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's all-encompassing because he's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he's all-present. There's nothing that is bigger than God. So how big is your problem? I will show you a bigger God. You got a big problem? I know a big God. Now, I had and have big problems. Thankfully, I have a bigger God. So these prophetic, biblical fulfillment and fulfilled prophecy, right now, what's going on in Venezuela right now? Anybody know what's going on in Venezuela right now as we speak? What's going on in Greece right now? I'm not talking about next week. Current events, brothers, that's not being covered by the news. Why is it not being covered by the news? Why don't we know that the Greek government, the experiment that was done in Greece, is coming to America? Why is anybody talking about? Why is anybody talking about what's going on in Venezuela right now? Food shortages. Do you know that in Greece you can even go in, you can have money in the bank, you could not take it out. So you got money, but you can't get access to it. So in Venezuela right now, there's lines, food shortages. They got food, but they ain't giving it out. So you may have money, and you may think that you're exempt, but that's not the case. Now, this is all prophetic. This is all Bible being fulfilled. And so you guys know that I've been one to poke fun at, if you want to use that term, by showing you Jeremiah 29, and by showing you Romans 1:25, and by showing you Matthew 23, that all talks about the scribes and Pharisees who added jots and tittles to try to water down the word of God. But the God says that heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of my word returns void. So God's word cannot return void, cannot. It will accomplish that for which it was sent. So I'm going to use the Bible and show you current events and historical events, and we're going to look at the timeline as we go through the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation to make sure that we are all biblically prepared. Because as we know, everything, every prophetic word that was mentioned in the Bible has come true. So we're going to talk about the rise of ISIS. We're going to talk about the slaughter of Christians that's going on in the Middle East right now. We're going to talk about the spread of the Islamic terror worldwide. We're going to talk about Christlam. We're going to talk about the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah that's sweeping the nations right now. Abomination is the abomination of desolation. That's why Obama is president. Because Obama is Obama. It's abomination. Abomination is abomination. It is the, again, the slaughter and the promotion of a spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you remember what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened to Lot's wife when she looked back? What happened if you put your hand to the plow and look back? That is what I just went through. And I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you understand, so I'm going to make sure during this series, because just this week, if I had looked back, what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back? She turned into a pillar of salt. Now, brothers and sisters, this is serious. We have to understand the significance of the current events that we're living in, the timetable that you're in. We don't have time to play games any longer. It is time for us to understand the spiritual magnitude. You must be on this series. Again, like I do on every series, money is not a problem. If you got to pay me $1 a day, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Doc, I don't have the $75, but I can pay $10 today, and we'll work out a payment plan. Whatever we have to do to get you on this call so that way you can understand, if we look back in history, the Bible said that Israel will become a nation in 48, and it did. God has made prophetic questions. I forgot how many that was, 300 and something. They all have come true, except for the last 20. The seven feasts, four of them are gone. There's three left. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to biblically show you, brothers and sisters, that the nations we're living in, Daniel chapter 7 and Ezekiel 38, right now as we speak, they're forming a coalition that lines up with Ezekiel 38. That's why there's the rise of ISIS. That's why it's called ISIS. You know who ISIS is? It's the Egyptian god. We're going to talk about the slaughter that's going on in the Middle East. We're going to talk about what's going on in Venezuela. We're going to talk about the spread of Islam. We're going to talk about the promotion of Christlam. We're going to talk about the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to talk about abomination, which is abomination, that is spreading throughout China and Russia and Israel as we speak. We're going to talk about how all of this basically is lining up with, again, the trumpets that is talked about in the book of Revelation. And we're going to talk about how all of this is preparing for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, there the Bible is basically a biblical book of codes that was written so God and not be surprised by the end time. Now, I am not here sitting up and telling you, oh, yeah, the world's going to end tomorrow. I'm going to tell you it's going to end next week, next year. We may be here for another 100,000 years. Who knows? But I'm going to show you and reveal to you the current events and their biblical significance in this series that starts on October the 7th. Simply, brothers and sisters, please, again, if you make that donation before this Sunday, it's $75. After this Sunday, after October the 4th, it's a regular price of $100, and we start, I think it's Wednesday, on October the 7th at 7 p.m. This is going to be a very powerful series because we're going to talk about current events, and I'm going to match them up with the biblical prophecy, and I'm going to show you God's word unveiling right now before your eyes. We're living in a great time. This is the greatest time, I think, in the world to be alive because I am excited. Why? The prophetic significance of 2015 and 2016, this is the year of Jubilee. This is the year of the seven sevens. This is the year of the Smitah. This is the year of the blood moons. This is the year of Yom Kippur. This is the year, this is the seven feasts. We're living during the greatest time in history. You need to make sure that you are aware of what's going on. Please join me during this series. Simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $75 donation. Brothers and sisters, as always, I will send you out the conference code, conference link. Everything is being recorded. If you miss the show, like we've been doing, I can send it to you that night. At the end of the complete series, I send you all seven parts as I did the last series. After this series, brothers and sisters, I'm going to do something that's never been done. Me and my wife are going to come on this show, and we are going to do a series on the demonic stronghold and what we just went through. This is fresh off. My wife is going to tell you stuff I can't tell you. Husbands, if you have wives, you need to make sure that your wife is on this show. This is going to be a marriage. The next series is going to be a series for marriage to show you how the devil ordered my lunch and how he's trying to order your lunch. And my wife is going to tell you what she's went through, and I'm going to tell you what I went through, and we're going to expose the devil for who he is. We're going to drag him out, and we're going to expose him. And I'm going to show you, and my wife will tell you, and she is going to be leading this series. And this is going to be a powerful series. And I'm praying to God, brothers and sisters, that not only doing this series for current events, but also the next series. And everybody that's on this series, I will give you a discount on the next series. Please, these next two series are going to be very important. This series on current events and the next series on, we haven't got the title, but the working title that we are kind of going with is basically how to heal and restore a broken marriage. Powerful stuff coming down the pike, brothers and sisters. And I am thankful and humbled that God has allowed me a second opportunity to get it right. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming. Yeah.
Rated all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and dism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with the tail. They said I wanna